Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise everything. Praise yourself. Hallelujah. Because anything that God has had anything to do with, you in the picture. Thank you so much, hey, you guys, for tuning in to the show Global Vision for Living Today. Scriptures say, without a vision, you perish. You don't want to perish. Some walking on 2 feet have told me, I'm already gone. I'm already dead. I'm already perished. Long as you have that spirit of God breath within, you got to come up fighting. That's just the way it is. Hallelujah. And fighting doesn't always mean with fists or weapons. It means with your heart and soul. What is right and what is not right. Hallelujah. Praise the name of God. You know, this morning, our show is going to be on the topic, I will make known my name unto the heathen. You know, many people don't even know what the heathen is. You can grab your dictionaries. A spiritual heathen is not the same as what Webster might have had in mind. But we're talking high heaven, high spirit, religion, spirituality. We're talking everything that has to do with the seen, but mainly the unseen. You're not going to reach out and fight God with two human hands. And this is what most people are doing today. But let's get into our subtopic heading. I will make known my name unto the heathen, dead or alive. Now, why are we getting on top of the heathen? Well, number one, when you talk about a spiritual heathen, he's someone that cannot learn. Cannot learn. Now he'll understand and buckle in fright at the name of the heavens and God that resides in it and the one he sent for, Jesus Christ. But that's as far as he can go. Make known your name, God, before the heathen. Heathen don't want to hear anything about the processes of life and where humanity started from. Why was there even a place and a space and a hope for anything that God would create here on the earth? Scripture says, Genesis 1:1, he says, come on, come on, come on, come on. In the beginning, he created heaven and earth. So anybody want to jump in on that and make mockery, you can do it. But let's get back to the definition of the heathen. The heathen don't want right. The heathen knows, but he pretends like he doesn't understand. That's partly the definition of a heathen. He'll do anything he can to disrupt peace and harmony because he's a heathen. Heathen draw heathen to him. He doesn't draw anything good. Birds of a feather flock together. He does not do that. Heathen is on the side of darkness, spiritual heathen. He thinks he knows, but he hides that because he thinks his reward comes from Satan himself. And partly that is true. You can make a pact, any of you. You don't have to have no money. Them is the ones that flock to Satan. Bro. In desperation. There's a song, Desperado or Despacito, something like that. Oh, I loved it. But let me tell you something. The heathen has no chance in hell to convert to Jesus and his father, Jehovah. He said, I and his father are one, unless Jehovah draw him. That's a big job. The heathen is ugly, filled with damnation. Heathen is untrustworthy, don't want to know right, let alone do it. The heathen is despicable. The heathen, some say, and not even worthy to live, but of course, you know, they're living amongst us. The heathen, He'll do all he can to fight against the Creator. But right now, when we talk about making known God's name, Psalm 83:18, God to the heathen, we really are told to actually do that. Why? Because they are trampled onto my name, Jehovah says, and have sought to make me worthless. That's the heathen. Look around, O heathen. Can you stop the rain, 24/7 killing, the starvation threat now upon earth, the children of your womb from killing you, diseases from consuming you while on your feet? No, you cannot. So what is the cure for all the malady? The cure is the one and only Creator of the universe. You've got to bow down low, bow down high to the Creator of the universe. You got to stay on your knees. My father, Bishop Mams, called. You need to get over to Knee Bone City. Knee on your knees, bone. I never figured out what that was, but I know it meant you better start crying out to the Psalms King God. That is the cure for a lot of maladies. Now, remember, the world don't want to hear. They don't want to know. They don't want to do anything that has to do with the Creator God. But let me tell you something. Isaiah 43:10 calls his people, his witnesses, says, you are my. He says, I've called you. I'm calling you by my name. So right now, that's our principal job, to even the dead. I heard a preacher say, you can go over to the cemetery and call on the name of Jesus. And he said, you might see a miracle. You know, I never tried that because, you know, I'm over at the cemetery to visit my mom. And I've never seen any phenomenon there. I might have, sometime I thought I'd seen some images passing in front of my eyes. Might be true, might not, I don't know. But right now, the principal job of every right-minded believer in God and in his son is to make known his name. The heathen done gone crazy. Open your door up and look out. Open your window, hopefully, and look out. They have lost their mind. I'm talking about the heathen. They don't want to change from a way that the Bible says leads to death. They don't want that. Oh, well, I'm going to die anyway. Everybody got to die. Well, you know what? I sure would rather die with a little money in the bank than broke, busted, and disgusted. They can say what they want, but I tell you what. Let them get on that operating table before they get that knockout juice. Oh, God. Oh, Lord. Never before in the history of mankind, I've been told, is it so many deaths and burials and funerals almost every day of the week, every day of the year. Yeah. Every time you talk to someone, be around someone, the concentration, oh, yeah, I got to go to a funeral. Oh, yeah, I got to go find me something to wear to a funeral. Oh, yeah, I don't know why they're going to cremate him. Oh, yeah, I got to go and stand over his car. All you hear mostly is who died, who was buried, and who ain't going to get up no more. I haven't heard the story of a girl that was called by many of her mother's friends when the mother died, and say, what happened to you? We didn't see you at that funeral. She told him, I didn't have no gas to get there. This is where the world is and where it has gone. If you make known the name of God, the Creator, guess what? He's going to make your name known. All you astronauts out there, all you engineers, all you people involved in physics, what goes up must come down. You make known the name of God. You hungry? Make his name known and see what happens. You ain't got no gas money? Just get up, fall down, however you open your mouth up, and say, God, I'm going out of here, hell or high water, and I'm going to make your name known. All you got to do is read Psalms 83, the 83rd chapter and the 18th verse. You ain't need no money to say that. You broke, ain't got nothing, eviction notice in your hand. All you got to do, look, is say, God, I may not be all what you want me to be, but I'm going out here, and if it's one, if I got to crawl, if I got to slither, I'm going to make known your name. He'll make yours known. Just like he is the all-supreme, you will rise up to be the all-supreme amongst your enemy. Oh, isn't that a good feeling to know that you walking in God's graces in front of your enemy? You can say anything. Do anything, and that God will protect you. Make known God's name to the heathen. You know who they are. You probably sleeping with one. You probably sharing a house with one. There he is, sitting on the porch, hungry. There he is, walking down the street to school. There he is, calling, hounding you from off his job. You already know who these heathens are. Make known the name of Jehovah before the heathen and see what you get. You ain't got to go beg the bank man. You ain't got to go stand in a long welfare line. I tell you what, I challenge you. Make known God's name to the heathen and see what you get. You ain't got nothing to lose. You already lose. You already done lost. You're losing now. Probably got somebody landing there on the couch. Don't need to be in the universe, let alone in your apartment, laying on a couch. You already done lost to lose. Make known God's name unto the heathen and see what you get. I'm telling you, begging no more, hungry no more, crazed, have crazed on your way to the prison cell no more. Just open your door and make known his name. Try it. I triple dog dare you to try it. You ain't got to, well, I don't know. Oh no, you ain't got to know. Just do it. Make known that name unto the heathen. And then when you make known his name, say it in the name of Jesus. That's all you got to do. Try it. Satan don't want you to do it. That's why the world's in chaos now. Go out there, stand in the middle of the street if you have to. Try God. Make known his name. I'm off the heathen. And let me tell you something else. We're going to go a little bit over this morning, and I'm saying that because I want to talk to you about the International Platform for Peace, www.IIP4peace.org. We're going to have a membership drive. Everybody want to be part of something. They want to be in the midst of something. They want to be seen, chest all out, breath all out. They know they got to meet their maker one day, but this is still where some is at. But let me tell you something. We're going to have a membership drive for that organization, the International Platform for Peace. And we're doing this because there's very few peacemakers in the world now. Studies show that 80% of Americans no longer believe in God or that the Bible is the infallible word of God. That only leaves 20%. And how you going to find them? That 20%... They're still around, but like a needle in a haystack, they're hard to find. We know we were promised angelic protection here on this earth. But some are saying, Doctor, I don't see that. You don't have to see it. Do God's will. You don't have to know if it's true or not. Do God's will. You don't have to have a big bank account. Do God's will. God is going to make sure, hallelujah, in the name of Jesus, that you have everything you need. You promised God, I'm going all the way, no matter what. You promised God, whether I eat or not today, I'm going to make known your name. You promised God, I may not have a bed to sleep in, but I'm holding out. I'm holding out in the name of Jesus. I'm holding out, God, for your ever. For your everlasting, hold out. You're standing in the welfare line, hold out. Standing in that food line, then you get up there, three things on the shelf, hold out. Doctor then said, come on in, I think I found something. Hold out, walk in there with boldness. I know I tell people when they start cutting up, oh, you ought to do this, and you should be doing this, and you should, I tell them, let me tell you something. I work for God and walk on. Let the world know you work for God. If it don't even sound true and you may not really be doing it, you don't know how you're going to do it. I don't even know which God. Hey, I work for God. Oh, well, I don't think this is going to work today. I work for God. Oh, you know what? We done sold out of this. I'm coming in the name of God. I work for God. You know, I don't know how long you got to live. I work for God. If I got 10 seconds left, 99% of that is going to be about God. I work for God. Let the world know you don't need them or nothing that they have. And this is why I brought up the International Platform for Peace. We're looking for members, footstep followers of those that are doing right here on the earth. We have so many things planned now for 2023, but we're going out of 2022 with a special message for those that are afraid to go into 2023. I heard some say, I don't know if I want to live to see 2023. Well, you're going to be able to tune in to a special Christmas message. People are going to be running crazy with whiskey and everything else. Mad because they know they ain't going to get the gifts they want. A special message will be heard around the world by myself and, of course, comments by Colonel Harrison. Ain't no need of talking about going into 2023 and you don't know where you're headed. You don't have no idea where your family is headed. You don't know what they're doing. They might be eating out your shoe. I heard that, and I didn't even know that something like that could be true. People over in Africa, no plates. They pulling off filthy sandals trying to eat. You know, this world is messed up. And for anyone to stab God in his back, turning away from him, stab his son in the back, there ain't even no place in hell for them. Read Revelation, the 20th chapter and the 21st chapter. They are condemned, falling behind Satan in an pit. Now, because they never felt no strong heat, oh, well, they ain't happened to me. So what? Oh, you going to feel it. You're going to feel the pain because God said you're going to feel it. And as for me and my household, like Joshua said, he said, we're going to serve the Lord. And that's why when those Israelites were coming after midnight, pitch black, nothing but the clothes on their back and what they could have, we carry. Coming out of Egypt, the Bible says there was a vast mixed company. Them Egyptian heathens knew who God was and is and was then. They were standing by there looking. They couldn't say a word. Egyptians would kill them if they started with the Israelites. But the Bible says, here they all come out. And if you ever get a chance to see Cecil B. DeMille's The Ten Commandments, you see them black slaves even carrying the queen of Egypt out. She said, I'm getting up out of here. Now, I don't know who those people were behind her, but those people didn't wait on their relatives. They didn't wait on their husband. Oh, Cecil got that thing together. And right now, the best-selling movie in all the world for all the world to come, amongst the heathen. I didn't say the godly, the heathen in the name of Jesus was able to come up out of there. They say she couldn't walk, but you see all them jewels and all that gold that blinded me off a TV screen. I was a young kid. They came out. Nobody had to go preach to them and tell them nothing. All they had to do was stand at them gates and watch. Look at them over there making bricks out of straw. Look at them over there in the mud pit. Look at them filthy with all that mud on them. And guess what? The prince of Egypt said, all y'all, you got to excuse me, but I'm taking sides with God's people. And nobody has to say nothing about Moses. The two-year-old walking dead somehow has heard about Moses. Hallelujah. Praise God. He even has heard of Moses. You ain't got to say nothing. Bible said, ain't no excuse, old man. You're wicked. Get out of your wickedness by making known God's name to the heathen. You know, some can't. Some, I know of some personally, not a lot, that dare to mention the name of God or son. You know what? Them people is condemned to Gehenna. Look up G-E-H-N-N-A, Gehenna, Gehenna. Look it up. See, that's the problem why we have so many people walking the streets dead. They don't know God, but you know Revelation says he's coming to destroy those that don't obey his word and that do not know, and that do not know him. Oh, my God. I sure better start reading a little more than I am. But let's talk a little bit more about the membership drive for the International Platform for Peace. There's some in Afghanistan want you to come to the gate. They said, just fly in and stay on the plane. They're all going to jump on the plane. You ain't even got to get out. We're going to look out for you. There's some people that want some people in Ogden, Utah. Hallelujah. They just did an article, New York Times, on Dr. Cappuccino. If God don't set you up, you ain't going up. Oh, no, I don't feel good. I don't think I can make it. You ain't supposed to make it. You ain't supposed to make it. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But I want you guys to stay tuned in because we will be giving you information on that next week upon Colonel Harrison's arrival back in the States. You know, when you're trying to do something for God, You don't need no plane ticket. You don't need no money in your purse. You ain't got to worry about how you going to eat. I tell you what, let people know you're real, and they're going to look for you. They're going to say, somebody got to say something. I'm going to have to say this. Someone that I thought was not my friend called me. She said, Doctor, why don't you run for president? And I heard a lot of jumping up and down in the background. I can't do no more than I am calling out on the name of Jesus. Now, if I thought that that was a calling, I sure would, because God don't want no dead on this team. I appreciate that. He don't want no dead on this team. He said, and when people know you're doing right, living right, and you talking right, he'll let you say what is right, and you'll get even stronger. Hallelujah, praise God. We got to make his name known. You don't make known God's name, your show ain't going nowhere. And ain't that sorry? Ain't that sorry for these people's parents that obviously wasted their time? They sure did. If you got people walking around and they not saying nothing to the heathen. The heathen don't get no go pass. Who is the heathen? That's what he is. And it takes a lot. You know, they say over certain parts of the world, the weakest animals when they're born is killed. They say they ain't waste no time trying to raise them and so on and so on. You know, and I thought, oh, wow. And then I thought about it. That's really the truth. if you're not going to make known God's name to the heathen, number one, you the heathen. Ain't nobody got to question that. It's you. You the one. Uh-oh. Sure got to start running then. Strangers that don't even know you tell you better get to running. You better get to running. You running. He sent me to tell you to run. Oh, my God. And, oh, I can't go no further on that. How many of you guys want to know how to make known God's name to the heathen? Keep tuning in because that's all we're talking about. But we already letting you know you're dead. Now, if you still got some ear power, fine. All hands on deck. But this show, that's what it's all about. Making known God's name to the heathen. Oh, my God. You ain't got to pay big money for advertising. They will find you. People are sick of the okey-doke. Somebody told me, oh, can you help me pitch a mirror? I said, for what? Where are you going in them? Satan don't care if you dressed up or not. He's going to use you. Thank you, Jesus. Had a strong call from my daughter this morning. She went all into how my former husband died and was buried and what you said, Mama. You know what? These people, they'll remember, but they'll throw it in your face. Well, why didn't you tell me? Why didn't you teach me? Hallelujah. You can only eat one meal a day. Make known God's name to the heathen. And be sure to be tuned in next week because we are going to talk about the International Platform for Peace, how you can get involved in that. We also have upcoming in January, Colonel Harrison has taken care of all the hotel, decisions. When he told me the location, I kind of got on him, but then I thought, there's where the heathens are. He said, and I want you to be the star on this billing. I said, you got to be kidding. We got a lot coming up. I want to do for God and make known his name because then he's going to have mine turn around. He's going to have mine turn around. I knew I had to get him when they was 2 and 3. After that, that's it. Anything else, hey, up for grabs. I enjoyed that. I enjoyed my granddaughter calling me, telling me, oh, Grandma, they said you. Fine, say it, sucker. I know you're dead. You're part of the heathen, a family of heathens on earth. What could I care? I care about where you're going to spend your eternity. You go to your grave now, hungry. Then I know that's my satisfaction. God need people to help people lead their way out of hell. They're at home in hell, on the job in hell. Nothing's going right for them. You can talk to them and hear what they say. Ain't nothing going right for the heathen because they are disrespecting the name of God. They disrespect in the name of God. And I'm surprised so many businessmen and women want to hear about God. He said, make known my name to the heathen. And we're going to do that in January, second week in January, 3-day revival. And again, Colonel Harrison will be on next week to talk about hotel and qualifications. We have four, I think he said, 14 speakers lined up for us to choose from. And you want to hear, they make known God's name to the heathen. And guess what? That's going to be the January 2023 moniker. That's the theme. Make known his name. Get on away if you can't make known God's name. Tell Satan that I said to have you leave me alone. Leave the world dying. Leave them alone. Leave them alone. If you are not going to make known his name to the... Oh, and it's high time. Oh, my God. It's high time. That's going to be our theme, January 2023. Any one of you want to be a speaker, you want to volunteer, you want to come along to help usher, come on along, because we are hot for God. If I'm alive in January, I will be in Washington, D.C., at the I Will Make Known My Name Unto the Heathen. And there's plenty of heathens running around, think they're looking good. I tell you what, take that stuff off. You would cry at what you see your own self. Let's not play no game. So we got the membership coming up on International Platform for Peace. We have the revival coming up. And we have so many things, even at our church ministry, we put together some things that is going on. And I'm going to play the wife of Dr. Martin Luther King. Stay tuned here. Don't try to run home and sit down and hide. God have need of you, but if you got one foot over in hell and one crooked one trying to breach it on God's side, that ain't going to work. 99 and a half just won't do. And we need you. God needs you. But let me tell you what. God is in the blessing business, my father used to say. He's in the blessing business. You lift his name up, watch what's going to happen to yours. You try to lead out, even if you got to go by yourself. See what God's going to put. See what God's going to do. People buying money trying to get on the horse's back this morning. Hallelujah. And let's not discount those that really don't know his name yet, because they say I could look at them and tell you blah, blah, blah. Let me tell you something. Stay tuned for, watch your emails, for the I Will Make Known My Name Unto the Heathen. And we have a graphic artist named Javier. You ought to see the picture he drew of the heathen that's going to be on that flyer. And he got all things coming. He got words coming. The heathen look worse than Satan, I guess. And he got on here, refused to call on God. Then and then over his ear, refused to serve God, worship. So he's already, so when they sing, oh, my God, then that's me. I ain't nothing but a heathen. So if you make known this name of God to the heathen, God's name, Jehovah's name, got power. He going to change that. He going to change he going to change them vibrations. You know how you feel when you're around them. You trying to laugh and grin. Hallelujah. Make known his name unto the heathen. We'll have more information next week. And, you know, I love you all. I had an extra 15 minutes for Colonel, but he said he got the chance of a lifetime. I said, you better get out of here. I'm going to hold the fort down. Jehovah needs people to hold the fort down until his son returns. I guess some think they're going to be dead. Oh, my God. Oh, my. He said, I'm going to get you to the fourth generation. So anybody in that boat on that ship, start crying now. You ain't got to wait to hear nothing. Start crying now. Oh, he got run over. Start crying now. Start crying now. You ain't got to wait. What you waiting on? Hallelujah. God bless you all. Thank you for tuning in. I can't see too much here on this dashboard. I can see the numbers. God bless you all. God bless you all. Be safe. And this weekend, make it your business to make known God's name unto the heathen. They waiting on you. You may think you're getting away with something. I told my sister crying and raising Cain yesterday, why are you even eating food? What are you doing that? You know, a lot of people don't know why, but you're going to learn why, because we're going to talk on this topic. I will make known my name to the heathen. Jehovah ain't no joke. God bless you. Tune in next week. We have a big, what I would call soiree for you. So have your pen and papers handy. A lot of opportunities are coming up. And I'll even discuss some other things going on here in our state. God bless you. Thank you for tuning in to the Global Vision for Living Today.